Okay, so this is the Board of Listers for 54 Andrea Lane. And what we'll do first is go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record. Then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value should be and why. Then there might be just some discussion if you have any questions for us or if we have questions for you about the assessment or what you think the assessment should be. At the end of the 15 minutes, the board will deliberate, go into deliberative session. And they'll come up with a decision. The decision can be to increase the value, keep the same, or decrease the value. All right, and then the town will send you a result or grievance notice by certified mail within 14 days of the end of the appeal process. So if we end the appeals July 8th, that's 14 days after that. Right now, our turnaround time is about a week to get those in the mail. So. We'll get that to you as soon as we can once the decision's made.
Awesome.
Okay, so let's go around the room.
My name is Mark Downing.
Deanna Downing.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Nice to meet
Right,
you.
and you have the floor.
Okay, great. So this is the letter that I talked about that we received on the 15th of May. So I thought that was our new assessed value, which then to my surprise, I received the actual letter, dated June 18th, which the assessment was a lot higher than what was on that. So I was just kind of trying, we were confused as to, what the discrepancy is between those two values. I mean, I'm, more drawn to like an in between. I think that assessment, the 414 is still a good assessment for the property, but I do feel like the 635 is quite a bit higher than what we anticipated that it would go to, because it's 122 plus percent of the value when I purchased the house originally. So I kind of looked around just to see, since our property is a little bit different. It's a two-unit. It is a single-family home, but it has the accessory apartment. And so I found a couple just on Williams Road, which is one road over, and theirs were assessed lower than ours with this recent assessment. Square footage was very similar. Unit size was exactly the same, if not more units. And what we were confused about is, our replacement costs on our property listed here are about 500,000, and then the appraisal is 635, versus some of the other properties, their replacement value was higher than ours, but yet their appraised value was lower than ours. So I'm just, we were kind of confused as to how they came up with the appraisal. And then just considering that our main house needs a new roof, because there hasn't been a roof replacement at all on the main house, as well as the siding on our entire house has not been updated since the house was built. So.
And do you have some of those addresses?
I
I can write
do,
that out for you.
yes. Yep. It's 388 Williams Road and 612 Williams Road. And those are just the two that I found nearest that I drive by every single day that were similar. One of them does not have a two-car garage, the other one does, even though it's not shown on the picture, on the lister's card. But so that one is the most similar to our property, and it was assessed for 586, and the other one was assessed for 584, and the other one is a three unit. So yeah, just questions on that. And also I think the other part is just how the tax assessment then impacts our tax bill for this upcoming year.
So what you mentioned was the replacement cost.
Correct.
And are you look you're looking at the replacement cost new or the
This the
replacement
replacement
cost?
cost. that was listed on here. So this I
printed.
On the
new vision card?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the replacement cost, and then the appraisal is $635, mm-hmm. which I didn't understand.
So it's the replacement cost new less depreciation is the assessed value. So the replacement cost is what you could build the house today
Correct.
In the current market,
My
but then less depreciation
is
based on the age of the house and the condition of the house. So if the age of the house is 20 years old, we depreciate it for the age, and then if it's in good condition, average condition, fair condition, we adjust up and down that depreciation for that age. So for instance, your house, we're saying it's in good condition, it's 1984, in good condition, we depreciated 20% to get the replacement cost new less depreciation. So on this one, we have the replacement cost new, that's also depreciated 20%, and then there's a replacement cost new less depreciation, which is the actual assessment on the building. So that's how that works. So we should be looking at this and comparing the age of the building mm-hmm.
With the other one?
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
Sure. So this is the one...
Yep.
So
this one's depreciated more.
Yeah, it's only 10 years older.
And it's a 1969.
69. Wait.
Yep. We can look these up too, because these cards, unfortunately, they don't actually have the condition that we were applying for. So
okay. So that's where our confusion went into.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like 635 was a really big jump for us, going from 284 to mm-hmm. 635.
Yeah, and I'll explain that to you as well. So the prior assessment had an override. On it. I'm not sure what the override was for. So I think there was, let me see before I say anything. Typically, there might be an override on it that sets the value specifically based because it was an appeal in the past, or there may be might have been an exemption on the past by a prior owner, a veterinary vet exemption. So what we would do is we would set the value at some sort of statutory rate for a vet exemption, or if there was a shared equity situation it's a statutory exemption as well, or if it's what they appealed and the board said we want the value to be this number, and we have to put it at that number, so then we force the value into the system and override the actual calculation of the value. So there was an override on this property, and I can see that I removed it. So that's why it went from the 400,000 so to the 600,000.
Okay.
And that's it was just an oversight. I think they should have removed all the overrides, the appraisal company, and then started from scratch. And we did find a couple overrides that were not removed, mm-hmm. and yours was one of them, unfortunately, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
So that was the difference in the letter.
Yes. So I do apologize for that. This should not have happened, but.
So they don't. So they don't take into consideration the. I understand that. So, you take the depreciation is based on the age of the home. So, for this one. Is it this one? This is 388 Williams Road. Is it that one? No, that one's year built 1969. That's, we already talked about that one.
380.
It was the 612.
612.
Year built 1974, and yet the building percent good is 60. And I know driving past it, I understand the outside doesn't necessarily look the prettiest.
So we have that at fair condition. So we're saying it's below typical.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, so we're depreciating at 40%. So we're saying it's not even being maintained at 50 years old. We would expect certain things to be done. That's not, those things aren't being done. So we're saying it's below average condition for its age.
Okay.
So we do look at those things. So you mentioned your roof needs to be replaced.
Yeah, I mean, we replaced it on the apartment, and that was replaced. So this is the main house. Mm-hmm. This is the apartment.
Okay.
So that the roof was on that was replaced, say, five years ago or so.
Yeah.
And that's it. The whole siding, front and back, needs to be redone, and then the entire roof on this, on the main house, needs to be replaced. We're just trying to gather the funds to do it, but it's not yet.
The roof siding. Too.
This
right.
Siding.
Yeah.
Have you made any other upgrades to the house? Any renovations, kitchen renovations? So there's, so there's two sheds that were added, shed and a workshop.
Well, yeah, we haven't built those. We got building permits for them. But
the shed is there, yes. The wood shop has not been built. We did get permit for it, but we haven't had the funds to build it.
And it looks like the ADU was added in 2007.
Yes, by the previous owner.
And then it looks like there was another unit that was removed in 2015.
A bedroom. That would be a bedroom out of the, out of our, because it's a three bedroom home,
yeah.
So it's been put.
So we had to remove a bedroom to make it legal.
Okay.
Because they did not, they patched the closet and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, the ADU is two bedroom and our unit is one bedroom.
Right.
Okay. Did you have any other properties you want to compare with?
No,
just check
I
on them.
Yeah, I really couldn't see any that are, you know, similar to the two unit that we have. I mean, our neighbor's house, but they don't have any. It's a single family house, so it's, to me, it wasn't a comparable. So.
Okay. All right. And what do you think the fair market value is of your house?
I mean, we had felt like it was, you know, probably in the $500,000 to $580,000 range. It just seemed in line with some of these, the other ones. But
have you had an appraisal on the property at all?
I did it in 2021, but that's pretty old. Yeah, and it ended up, it was like
changed.
Yeah. And it was like at 300 something at that point, which was a while ago.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions for us?
No, I think we just, I guess we don't really, this is our first time going through this, and we don't really we don't know what to expect as far as a tax increase. Say the value doesn't change, the assessment value doesn't change, you know, what can we expect as far as our tax liability for property taxes to be?
So, ballpark? We're looking at a tax rate of about $1.30 per hundred. That's our right now our best guess. The state has not issued the state rate yet.
What's the current one? So right now, at 635, you'd be about 8,200.
Okay. So it goes up a little over $1,000 because right now we pay seven.
If it stays at 635.
If it stays at 635, yeah. And does the 130, does that include the 7.6%? Isn't that 7.6% increase?
Yeah, so that's an easy one because we just take the current tax rate of 63 cents, add the 7%, or is it 65 cents? But anyways, ends up being like 71 cents once we add the town increase, divide that by 2 because we're assuming that the tax rate is going to, the grand list is doubling.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about 34, 35 cents with that one. So that's an easy one to calculate. The state one, we don't know because they have not issued it.
Yeah.
And that could change, you know. We do know that our common level of assessment is going to go from 55% to 100%. So that does, once they issue, we'll know exactly what the rate is. But
okay.
They're supposed to have issued it. Yeah.
Well, you know. So yeah, that's really helpful for us to know, so we can. I'm in finance, so for me, it's all about numbers. I understand the CLA ratios. I understand why it's being done and that it needs to be done. So I totally understand all of that. I just kind of wanted to know what the process and thought behind, you know, the assessment, the appraisal. I always felt like the, you know, tax assessed value is always slightly lower than what an appraisal would look like, whereas this, I felt like somebody went out and actually just did market value appraisals of what, you know, we could potentially get if we put it on the market.
Yeah.
So it just felt a little unsettling just because I've always seen that there's the appraisals are always slightly higher.
Mm-hmm.
And even prior to COVID, you know, there wasn't as of a drastic difference between the assessed and the appraised value that we saw after COVID. But this still felt like a slight shock to, as you could imagine, going from 284 to 635.
Assessments tend to fall behind the current market because it's an opinion of value on a specific date.
Sure.
So if there are specific dates, April 1st, 2026, where we want to be at 100% April 1st, 2026, but 2027, that's outdated now, 2028. So that's why those assessments are typically lower than fair market value.
Yep. Are you thinking that the further assessments are going to be done every 10 years continuously, or you think?
State law requires us to do it every 6 years from now on.
Six. Okay.
So 2032 will be the next one.
So that we don't get such a shock.
That's the idea. But, I mean, if.
It's just, it's tough. You know, we have a 3.5-year-old and daycare alone is incredible. So for us, when we see, you know, it's great. It means we chose a great house, right? Great neighborhood. It's wonderful. But if I hadn't met him 5 years ago and had two incomes, it would be really hard for me to afford this house. So it's, you know, seeing that is a little, but it really helped you doing the breakdown of what the tax implication will be. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
Just, I see a bill from daycare. It's like, oh, every week. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, I have three kids. They're old enough.
Well,
Jerry,
I think this
Jerry
is.
Jerry raised the whole.
How many?
Five.
This is why people can't have multiple kids these days.
Right.
I mean, we decided one, and
it's
a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, we love Colchester. I think, you know, thank you for the opportunity to sit here and talk it out with us and relieve some of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
What if? So, I'll just pencil it in.
You're thinking like 2 weeks from here.
Yeah, so we're trying to get them turned around as soon as we can. You know, statute tells us 2 weeks at the end of the meetings, but we don't want to go all the way out. We want to get these turned around as soon as we can. We'd like to have everybody have them before tax bills go out. You know, this decision is appealable to the Board of Civil Authorities, so we want to make sure people have them in the hand and can make that appeal if they wish to as soon as possible.
Okay. Great.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.